Hi, everybody, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Laura.
We're on day two of our People unit today, and we're talking about the famous American TV talk show host, Jay Leno. And we were learning a little bit about his life yesterday. He is one of the most beloved talk show hosts in American TV history. He's been on TV for over 2 decades.
Wow.
And he's known for being very witty, of course, very funny. He has to go on TV day after day.
Right.
And be entertaining, be funny. Like, if somebody came up to you, Laura, and said, like, tell a joke, be funny, like, that wouldn't be easy, right?
No, and to think about something funny for, what, every day?
And for millions of people,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, exactly. That's really difficult.
Not just for, like, your friends or your family, but millions of people watching.
And you have to tell more than one joke.
Yeah, you have to be funny for, like, an hour.
Yeah.
Every day. So that's what he did. And at the end of yesterday's program, we learned that he accomplished all this, despite suffering from a condition known as dyslexia, which is a reading disorder. We're going to learn more about his struggles with that and a lot more about Jay Leno, too. Let's read through the article first, and then Laura and I will be back. Reading.
Jay Leno, Jokes and Life Lessons. Throughout his childhood, Jay Leno had learning difficulties. However, instead of seeing dyslexia as a bad thing, Jay Leno learned to use it as a motivator. He always worked hard, even though he endured more suffering than many others. For example, when he first started out as a comedian, Leno would wait long hours for an audition. While his peers dropped out, he held on and earned his chances. Leno successfully adapted himself to his dyslexia, too. As a TV host, he would choose cue cards instead of reading teleprompters to help him avoid any reading difficulties. In his personal life, he watches video tutorials rather than reading instruction manuals. Jay Leno's condition was a constant obstacle. But he earned his success with his renowned work ethic. Ever since he took over The Tonight Show, he has never asked for sick leave or more vacation time. Because of this, his colleagues named him the hardest working man in show business. Leno has shown that with perseverance and simply by putting in extra time and effort, you can actually do quite well.
Today's article starts off by saying throughout his childhood, Jay Leno had learning difficulties. However, instead of seeing dyslexia as a bad thing, Jay Leno learned to use it as a motivator. If something is a motivator, it's something that makes you want to work hard. It's something that makes you want to succeed. So he could have said, well, I have dyslexia. No wonder I'm not good at school or I'm getting bad grades. But instead, he used it as something to motivate him or make him want to do better at school.
Wow, that's very positive thinking. Okay, 所以呢，在这个童年的时候，就是 childhood Jay Leno， 他当然就有学习上的困难。不要忘记昨天我们提到他有 dyslexia 是什么呢？就是呢，他有识字上的困难这样一个情况。那这里我们后面接的句子说 ，however instead of， 然后后面再接句子。当我们用 A instead of B， 就是表示要 A 不要 B， 所以整句话呢，其实我们可以解释为，与其呢把这个识字困难这个问题视为不好的事情呢，他把这个识字困难这个情况视为或是学习，把它当做一个 motivator。Motivator 就是指一个动力这样子意思哦。所以呢，他怎么样的把它当作一个动力呢？ What did he do?
Well, he always worked hard, even though he endured more suffering than many others. If you are enduring something, it means you're going through some sort of hardship or a difficult time. So because he suffered from dyslexia, he had to endure some suffering, more suffering than a lot of his classmates. But still, he went through it. He persevered and he got through these difficult times.
Okay, endure 就是表示忍耐啊或者是忍受。所以呢其实呢他实在是真的非常的 he always worked hard, 他非常的努力即使他必须要忍受呢跟一般人比起来更多的非常遭遇不好的事情。那我们来看一下 endure, 其实常常我们会说 I can't endure, 事实上呢在口语上我们也可以用 I can't stand, S-T-A-N-D 来表示无法忍受或者你可以用 put up with,Put up, 就是 P-U-T, up, U-P, with. 一样也有着忍受无法忍耐什么东西。I can't put up with you. I can't put up with my mom sometimes. Okay. So can you give us an example what kind of things he had to suffer back then?
Well, for example, when he first started out as a comedian, Leno would wait long hours for an audition. So this was when he was first starting out. To start out means you begin to do something. So he was just beginning to try to be a comedian, to be a funny guy, to perform on stage. And when you're getting into show business, like to sing or dance or be a comedian or an actor, you have to go to something called an audition.An audition is when you are competing with other actors or other singers for a job, like a role in a play or a movie, or perhaps you're auditioning for a part in a singing group. So you go there, you perform for some judges, some people who are going to say, well, we like this guy, he's a good actor, let's put him in our movie, or they're going to say, thanks but no thanks, or maybe don't call us, we'll call you, something like that. Hopefully they will be nice about it if they say no, but often in show business, it's not so nice. But he would wait hours, just sitting there, waiting for a chance just to try.
Wow, I've actually seen on YouTube sometimes of like famous people before they got famous, the audition.
Those are interesting. Yeah, if you go on YouTube, if you have a favorite actor and you type in...
Bruce Lee.
Yeah,
Bruce Lee. I actually watched his audition.
You can actually check it out. So maybe you can see some Jay Leno auditions
right,
on there too.
Interesting how. 所以呢 ,Jay Leno 呢他一开始刚出道的时候呢他想要试着当这个谐星的时候嘛或是喜剧的这个演员。他可能呢就要等了好久。就好久好几个小时为了就是要有怎么样一个试镜的机会那刚刚我们一直提到的说啊这个明星啊或是歌手他们想要成名之前都一定要通过这一关了有点像我们的这个工作我们不是要 interview 那对这个 singers 或是 celebrities 来讲他们就是要有 audition 也就是试镜
While his peers dropped out he held on and earned his chancesYour peers are the people who work in the same field as you, or perhaps you could have peers at school too, students that are in your class or perhaps above you in school, like older students would be your peers. His peers would have been experienced comedians or experienced people in show business, perhaps even people that he looked up to.And they dropped out. To drop out means you quit. We often talk about people dropping out of school. It means they decide they don't want to be students anymore and they just quit. They give up. That's what his peers did, but he held on and earned his chances. Now to drop out is our shortcut for you for today. So let's learn some more about this phrase.Shortcut for you.
University has been so tough this year.
I know, but you shouldn't think of dropping out.
Did I drop something? What was it?
That's not what I mean. If you drop out, you leave something, often school.You could also drop out of a group or a line of people by leaving it.
Oh, I understand. Drop out means 退出.
That's right. Dropping out might sound good, but you'll regret it if you do.
Haven't some successful people dropped out of school? Like Bill Gates?
Well, yes, but it's still not a good idea.
Have you any advice?
Instead of dropping out of school, maybe you could just talk to your professors about dropping out of a class. That ought to make things easier.
Think about that. Thanks for your advice.
All right, that was our shortcut for you, all about the phrase drop out. That's what Jay Leno's peers did when they went to auditions, and they had to wait a long time, but Jay Leno did not drop out. He held on. He waited to earn his chances. Now, Leno also successfully adapted himself to his dyslexia, too. Adapt means to change to suit your surroundings or circumstances. So he had this learning disability, a reading disability called dyslexia, but he adapted himself to it. So he found a way to overcome this condition.
所以呢，其实呢 ，Leno 他真的是一个非常努力的人。那当可能其他的跟他同等级进入这个行业的人呢，开始一一的 drop out， 就是放弃的时候，他还是继续努力，因此他就赢得他的机会哦。而且呢，他也非常成功的怎么样 ？Adapted， 就是适应，让自己适应什么？他的上司啊，我们提到的独自困难这样的状况。As a TV host, he would choose cue cards instead of reading teleprompters to help him avoid any reading difficulties. What are cue cards, Joe?
Cue cards are something we see in show business. They are held up in front of, say, a TV host by an assistant, somebody working on the show.And they have the things written down that the host is supposed to say, or maybe even just little notes or hints as to what they are supposed to be talking about.
我懂，就是大字报嘛。所以呢，他就会选择看大字报，因为字体可能比较好大，比较好辨识。不像 teleprompters， 就是读稿机，他可能对于他有读字上的困难，所以他可能会看不太清楚。Okay, so in his personal life, he watches video tutorials rather than reading instruction manuals. Wow, that's smart. Video tutorial 就是一些像是教学影片。所以在他的私生活的时候呢，像有一些可能你买到一些东西，他可能会有一些说明书啦 ,instruction manuals, 但是他就会反而是朝向看影片说诶这个机器要怎么操作，他就是看影片版的啦。
Jay Leno's condition was a constant obstacle, but he earned his success with his renowned work ethic. An obstacle is something that gets in your way, something that makes life difficult. But he earned his success with his renowned work ethic. If something is renowned, it is well known, and your work ethic is just your ability or your choice to work hard, and that's always something that he had.
Okay, 当然了，他的独自的一个状况事实上是一个 constant obstacle， 是一个持续性的这个障碍。障碍我们可以用 obstacle 这个字。但是呢，他还是赢得他的成就，透过于他什么呢 ？His renowned work ethic. Renowned 就是非常有声誉，就是大家都知道的。OK， 那 ethic work ethic 其实就是表示他的职业道德，就是他是非常努力的这样子一个很棒的主持人。
Ever since he took over The Tonight Show, he has never asked for sick leave or more vacation time. So this is an example of his work ethic. He's never asked for sick leave. Sick leave is the time you take off from work because you're not feeling well. You might be ill. Maybe you have a cold and you go to your boss and you say, well, I need a day off to recover. He's never done that. He's never taken sick leave and he's never taken extra vacation time. He's basically the boss at the show. He could do whatever he wants, pretty much. But he's never done that. He's always had the ability and the drive to work hard.
OK, 没错，其实呢，他自从他开始接手这个 The Tonight Show, 他从来呢，哇，竟然从来没有诶，要求过他请什么 sick leave, 就是请病假，或者是说啊，我要去度假啊，所以我可能很久才会回来，哇，非常的努力哦。那其实 leave 这个字就是假，比如说像是 annual leave 就是年假，那女生呢如果要请产假就是 maternity leave, M-A-T-E-R-N-I-T-Y。
There's other kinds of leave too, like a compassionate leave. That just means when somebody dies in your family, you need to take a few days off to go to the funeral and to recover emotionally too. But He's always been a guy who likes to work hard. And because of this, his colleagues named him the hardest working man in show business. Your colleagues are people that you work with and people in your industry, people around you in your job and in your working life. We also sometimes say coworker, somebody who works alongside you closely as well. Well, Leno has shown the world that with perseverance and simply by putting in extra time and effort, you can actually do quite well. Perseverance is your ability to keep going even when there are obstacles or difficulties in your way. And this is kind of a small joke at the end because, of course, he's been hugely successful, but he kind of downplays it. He's quite modest. Mm. He's done quite well, I would say.
More than quite well, of course. OK, 所以呢当然他也赢得就是他的同事们都称他为哇在这娱乐圈最努力的人哦。OK, 那注意哦这个同事呢不要把这个 colleague 念成 college, 很多同学常会念错。那如果怕念错你就可以用 coworker, 其实他也是有同事的意思。那最后我们还是提到就是他有非常的这个不屈不饶这样的精神就是 perseverance。其实呢只要你多多在付出努力的话 you can actually do quite well, 你其实还可以做得蛮不错的他是非常谦虚了。
Well, we hope you've enjoyed learning all about Jay Leno and his sort of philosophy in life, his way of persevering and keeping going and working hard. Well, now it's time for our For You Chat segment.For You Chat. Over the past couple of days, we've been talking about the difficulties Jay Leno had to overcome in his life. So that's what our For You Chat question is all about today. Laura, what difficult situations have you had to overcome in your life?
Lots, but, the greatest fear I used to have when I was a kid, you would not believe this, is to speak in front of people.
Public
Really? Speeches. Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
When I was young, I remember I blanked out totally when I was like, the teacher actually chose me to speak in front of the school. And I was like, I actually said my first line, then I forgot the rest.
That happened to me as well. there was one time I had to, play the piano in front of a big group of people. It was all the students from our teacher were playing.That day in front of all the parents and other guests as well.
What happened?
I got up there to the piano and I had practiced the piece over and over again.
Same.
And just like you, same thing. I blanked out completely. I put my fingers over the keys and I remembered nothing. It came to me eventually, but I sat there for what seemed like about 10 years.
Ooh.
It was probably 10 seconds or like a minute, but it seemed like a really long time.So I had to overcome that as well. I guess it's stage fright or just nervousness. I've always been kind of a nervous person.
Same.
But you learn to overcome these difficulties. You just have to face them
and
think about how you can improve and work hard and take inspiration from people that you look up to. Jay Leno could be one of them.
Yeah.
If you want to get into television, he's definitely worth looking up to. All right, you guys can discuss this amongst yourselves as well. What are some difficulties you have had to overcome in your life? Well, that's all the time we have today for English for You, but please do join us again next time. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Laura.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Jay Leno, jokes and life lessons.Throughout his childhood, Jay Leno had learning difficulties. However, instead of seeing dyslexia as a bad thing, Jay Leno learned to use it as a motivator. He always worked hard, even though he endured more suffering than many others. For example, when he first started out as a comedian,Leno would wait long hours for an audition. While his peers dropped out, he held on and earned his chances. Leno successfully adapted himself to his dyslexia, too. As a TV host, he would choose cue cards instead of reading teleprompters to help him avoid any reading difficulties.In his personal life, he watches video tutorials rather than reading instruction manuals. Jay Leno's condition was a constant obstacle, but he earned his success with his renowned work ethic. Ever since he took over The Tonight Show, he has never asked for sick leave or more vacation time. Because of this, his colleagues named him the hardest working man in show business. Leno has shown that with perseverance and simply by putting in extra time and effort, you can actually do quite well.
Vocabulary review.
Endure. Long distance runners have to endure a lot of pain and tiredness to finish a race. Peer. John gets better grades than his peers because he studies more than they do. Adapt. Kelly adapted to her campsite in the desert by drinking much more water than usual. Manual. The laptop manual explained all of the device's major apps and functions. Obstacle. Harvey's poor eyesight is a major obstacle in the way of his airplane pilot training. Ethic. The book inspires people to have a good work ethic and to always do things properly.